Through the years, people have tended to, what I'm going to say, sanitize the scriptures, and particularly sanitize Jesus and the way that he exercised the beginning of his ministry. It is important to remember, and tonight is the night that we really dig deep. It is important to remember that Jesus was a practicing Jew. So he was raised by Mary and his earthly father Joseph in the steepest and the deepest traditions of the Jewish faith. The first reading tonight gives us the heritage of Passover and therefore Eucharist. And most often, those two events still occur in a very similar time frame. Jerusalem can be a very crazy place this time of the year. Some of you will know also that Ramadan is taking place, so you will have the mixing of the Islamic world, the mixing of the Jewish world, and the mixing of the Christian world taking place. And each of those three religions of the book have a very deep heritage, and they all call Abraham their father in faith, all of us. Why I began my homily with saying that we've sanitized Jesus, or it could appear that way, is because the heritage, his cultural religious heritage, is so important. What we have just done in acting out the gospel means nothing if we cannot connect it to the new commandment, if you like. The old commandment was part of what you heard in the recipe for Passover, the intricate details that are there. Jesus came to Jerusalem to re-enact all of those things with all of the other Jewish members of society at that time. And at this time, Jews across the world will still be coming together for Passover. And you've heard very clearly in Exodus the story of Passover tonight, and we explained it to the children making their first communion about the blood over the lamb, and that what words keep coming up all the time in the heritage that we receive from Passover, that Jewish heritage, the words of lamb, the words of blood, the words of sacrifice, they come up all the time. When we move to, as St. Paul said, the gift that we have received from Jesus Christ, which is Eucharist at the altar, those same words are going to be coming up, blood and sacrifice. And we even say or sing, the Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. What we do here is embedded in the history, the human history of the God-man, Jesus Christ. So we should never discount that and think that we've started our own thing. We have not. We have picked up what God put down through Christ, and now we carry that forward. That is our entire mission. And so tonight, we do go through the symbolism of carrying that mission in every way that we possibly can. The symbolism of the washing of the feet, of course, is so obvious. It is, Jesus says he came to serve, not to be served. And so my understanding is that the Holy Father, Pope Francis, will once again visit a prison this night in Rome and wash the feet of prisoners, men and women prisoners, and prisoners of all of those religions that I just mentioned. And it's a great statement. No words are said. It's a great public statement of the leader of over a billion religious people in the Christian world, how he would be prepared to get down and once again wash feet to be a living sign of service. It's an amazing symbolism there that comes to life. In the second reading, what comes to life to us, we pick up in that heritage, is, as St. Paul said, this is what I received from Jesus Christ. And then he goes through the encounter of Eucharist. And the children will remember the language that we used, and we used the same song, and I thank our musicians tonight. We used the same song at their first communion. This blessing cup is our communion. And the words blood and lamb will be used once again. So tonight, certainly the focus is on service. Certainly the focus is on communion. All of us together, not forgetting our heritage. So important. Let's not forget our heritage, but rather come to understand it and its role in the liturgy of the church, but its role in our life. And it is not to be some spectacle. It is to be something that we take right on board with us, but bring it right into our very self. That's what communion is. And then we take that forward. We move that out of here. Though tonight, at the end of this Mass of the Lord's Supper, things are done a little differently. After the after we receive communion, and there's one prayer that is said then the church will be darkened. And then the Blessed Sacrament, those consecrated hosts that we have for Good Friday and for those who are in hospital or homebound, they will be processed with our candle bearers and our incense just around the back of the church here to our what we call the altar of repose. And then we will be able to have adoration for those that are able to stay until 10 o'clock tonight. We close with the night prayer of the church at 9:45. And that is preparing us, of course, for Good Friday. But there is the procession that I talked about last week. We start that today. And then we really move into that period of not darkness, but it's a solemnity when I really deeply examine who I am and how do I serve. Do I serve at all? That's what my focus will be this year. Who I am, where I've travelled through Lent, and what is the depth and the breadth of my service. And I will just ask you at this time as well to contemplate that as we move into the Lord's Passion tomorrow. It prepares us well for the service of light, the amazing service at the Easter Vigil at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. So from this Eucharist and the scriptures that we've had, what is the quantity and the quality of my service? How do I make communion in my personal life and with those who I come across in my life?